Not a bad running back as well. He's not a bad running back.
He's busted up a couple big ones against the Niners.
But the Niners have to take advantage of this wounded defense.
Yeah.
You know, Woolen's out. Wilson's out. You know, Murphy's out. You've got to score. You've got to control the clock. You got to run the football. You got to convert in the red zone. You cannot settle for three in this football game. So, monster game. What you think about Dick Fan? What he had to say about the game? 888-957-9570. Both teams. He believes Seattle's not ready for this yet. He believes they're not quite ready for this moment. Now, he could be downplaying it and being a panic fan there and said, hey, we're not ready for it. And then when they win, it's like, oh, because I guarantee you when I go on their show, Salty's going to be super confident.
Yeah.
He's always confident.
Yeah.
So I don't – Geno Smith dropping back, they'll probably put him in a position to not drop back 40-plus times in this football game. Usually Thursday night football. Now, last week was an outlier. Felt like Atlanta and Tampa Bay were throwing the football all over the yard. What, Kirk Cousins threw for over 500 yards?
It's funny how he says you don't want Brock dropping back 40 times, and literally that's what he did last week. And I know, it's situations game and games and all that, but like, there's a reason that the Niners coach time and time again has said, hey, I want to get to 35, 37 carries a game. So like, I'm looking at these two numbers. The 49ers, surprisingly, have the fifth best on offense third down efficiency. It's at 46%, okay? Their third down efficiency for defense is the 11th highest.
Yeah.
Not good.
Not good at all.
And I think that the run game really factors into that. When you allow teams to have manageable third downs, but they've also given up some big third downs.
Yeah, they have. They've given up fourth downs as well. Yeah. I mean, down at distance, it's a problem. Teams are finding themselves against this Niner defense, third and two, third and three, third and four, or whatnot. But going back, you know, because last year on Thanksgiving night, it was a Christian McCaffrey game. I mean, I hammered home. I remember Thanksgiving night at Downtown Disney when that game was on. They got the bars out there. Downtown Disney's where I was just talking to Kyle Madsen about that. $40 overtime coming up with Kyle Madsen, Mark Grandy, and Sterling Bennett. That's after the game, immediately after the game. Best post-game show in the Bay Area when it comes to the 49ers,
it's
right?
It's like a Wu-Tang concert. There's so many members on stage. It's a lot, man. You just got to tune in.
I'm going to pull a Shasky here. Well, those are tough shoes to fill. So you need three people to do it.
I kind of like that.
You like that?
I did kind of like that.
You like that?
I kind of like that.
But you know, McCaffrey was so dominant Thanksgiving night against the Seattle Seahawks. And we haven't seen McCaffrey all season, so it's easy to forget how dominant he was. Listen to Ron Rivera, excuse me, the Riverboat Ron who joined Willard the Dibs yesterday.
Wait a minute. Riverboat Ron's doing interviews.
He's doing interviews. It was a really good interview.
Do I want to hear? Okay, I want to hear from
him. It was Riverboat Ron on the River Islands guest line.
Yeah, that's
like that.
That's
like that?
That's pretty legit.
It's like,
and he said some fans gave him that nickname. They were like, we love this Ron Rivera. He's like a riverboat gambler.
Well, he did
Riverboat
crap
Ron.
Out. I mean, the end was not good.
But no, I mean.
I'm out.
Yeah, that hey, was listen, exactly.
Man. Hey, listen, man. Poor guy. I love Ron Rivera. But he talked about the identity. This question's been floated around all week.
This is like those NBA coaches. I love, what was it, Paul Silas Jr.? What was the Silas?
I didn't like Paul Silas
Jr. So many people like hype up these like crummy coaches. Like Scott Skiles was like crummy coach.
No. I don't hype these coaches.
Come on, he was crummy.
I tell you who was a coach. No, Ron Rivera took Carolina, man. They
were good. Clifford, yes. Steve Clifford's such a great coach.
Oh, I never said that.
He's such a great coach.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Players love him.
I never said anything about Steve Clifford. I never said anything about Steve Clifford. No, don't put words in my mouth. That's how these fans, they start saying, no wonder these fans tag me and things. And I'm like, bro, I don't even know what you're talking about. Because you say things like that.
Riverboat Ron.
But Riverboat Ron was solid with Carolina.
He's a good football mind. I just didn't want him, you know, head coaching my team.
Well, it sounds like you know what Shanahan coaching the team is. So
Shanahan's significantly better
all right, thank you.
Than Ron Rivera.
I needed to hear that from
you. What are you talking about?
I needed to hear that from you.
Okay.
Ron Rivera, who joined Willard and Dibs. See, it takes us a while to get to these things. Let's talk about the identity of the 49ers. And that has been floated around by you, by many others. The identity. What's their identity? Well, let's hear from Ron Rivera, who joined Willard and Dibs yesterday.
Okay.
About the 49ers' identity.
To me, the 49ers still don't know their identity. A big piece of who they are is missing, and that's Christian McCaffrey. I get it. You know, his replacement rushed for over 500 yards so far. But what's crazy about that, though, is look at where they are on in the red zone. They were number one last year in the red zone. I believe they're 30th in the red zone this year as far as scoring touchdowns are concerned. So there's a little bit of something there, and I think a big part of it is you miss the diversity of who Christian McCaffrey is, the ability to run the ball and come out of the backfield as a pass-catching threat.
How about this cut from Ron Rivera?
When Christian McCaffrey is part of what you're doing offensively and you put him back there, the defenses don't know, you know, they can't just clue in on just him and say, okay, when he's in, it's run. When he's in, it's pass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's always that dual threat. So because of that, you can't call your defenses accordingly. Now all of a sudden you start bringing guys in. So, oh, this is a pass catcher. Oh, this is the runner. So now you can kind of zero in a little bit. And I know Kyle's doing everything he can to mix it up and give different looks. But when you have the guy that's used to doing it, the guy that knows how to do it, and Christian, that's a big loss for them right now.
Yeah.
just don't like Ron Rivera.
He's
spitting wisdom. He's with Jordan Mason in the game.
You're telling me that the team missing one of the best players on the planet is hurting? Of course, yes. CMC's he's awesome.
But there's a lot of people who tweet at me saying, hey, Jordan Mason's running the ball very well. They don't miss McCaffrey that much. And I'm like, well, actually they do. Because of the diversity that he brings to the screen game. You guys brought up the screen game. How many screen games have they run to Jordan Mason?
They've offset some of the production, but they're missing some of the disguise and all of the other elements and the spacing and the gravity. And yes, they miss CMC.
They ask a coach what's going on with the 49ers.
He's a home run hitter, too.
So I don't know why he's got wow. You hate
it's a Captain Obvious online one. That's all.
They missed diversity. CMC. Wow. All right. Here's more on Ron Rivera, Chris McCaffrey. I didn't know he triggered you so
No,
much.
I just.
Well, the thing about Chris, more than anything else, is he gives you everything he got. He puts it all on the line. And we had to try to slow him down. Now, I was very fortunate to have him, but I was only there three seasons with him, and we used to have to take him off the practice field. And it wouldn't be surprised me if it's a little bit of wear and tear showing right now. But to be quite honest, this break right now might be one of the best things going on for him. And if it's, if hopefully in the next couple of weeks he's back out there, I think you guys will see a rejuvenated guy that's going to come out and really be a lot more fresh than everybody else at the right time for the 49ers.
Look, I'm not trying to be a hater to Ron Rivera. I'm just saying, he was the best player on the planet last year.
This is some high-level hate, man.
How?
This is high-level hate, man. They asked the guy a question, what's the 49ers' identity? He goes, well, they don't have an identity because they're missing Christian McCaffrey.
If I polled 100 fans and I said, best player on the Niners, I think 95 of them would say CMC.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I wrong?
Oh, my gosh. No.
Bonte, he was probably the best player in football
last year. But they asked him, what's going on with the team this year? Why are they sputtering a little bit? He goes, just the identity. And it's simply Christian McCaffrey. And I think we forget that sometimes.
Yeah, no,
So what is it about Christian McCaffrey?
I think the home run hitting, the big difference for me is, there's a couple of runs that Mason's had. They're big, huge chunk runs. And he makes guys miss.
I guess
CMC's a 4-3 guy.
I mean, Riverboat Ron's never coming on this show. Damn. Jesus Christ. You're listening to 95.70 KGMZ FM in AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. All right, let me do something here then. Let me get you triggered even more on game day. Ron Rivera comparing Fred Warner to a certain linebacker.
They're elite linebackers. They lead their team. They're the air traffic controllers on what goes on in defense. I mean, they're directing people. They're making calls. They're making checks. They're setting the tone and tempo when it comes to practices and meetings. When you practice and play the way those guys do, the other players around them, they raise their standards. They raise who they are because of guys like that. And that's what I see from Fred. I see a guy that's a high-action, high-impact type guy that other players feed off of. And it's, you're very fortunate when you got a guy like that, leading your defense.
So that's him.
No doubt. They missed that wingman to match his versatility, speed, and enthusiasm. Right now, they do. They lack that second playmaker.
What did Riverboat Ron do to you, man? What did he do to you?
We coined him Riverboat Ron, and he had one good year.
Chip Kelly had a good year. You know, Carolina can't get players. They're the Carolina Panthers, for crying out loud. The fact that the Panthers are even relevant.
John Fox took him to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, way back in 2004. That was pre-HD.
John Fox took two teams to the Super Bowl.
Right. Well, yeah. New York Giants. Right? No,
Broncos.
Broncos. They got destroyed. pre-HD years. And in Carolina, was irrelevant for a number of years, and he brought him back to relevancy. He did. You got to give Ron Rivera credit. Got the best out of Cam Newton. Got the best out of Christian McCaffrey. 1,000.